fully. All right. So let's wrap up today with our regular Common Health segment. And with us is Carrie Goldberg, host of WBUR's Common Health Blog. And before we get to health and science, Carrie, I just have to ask you, are you not relieved that we're that much closer to having this bridge project done?
I'm not just relieved. I'm amazed.
Sometimes things work out.
Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about the big splash that's happened recently in the world of gene editing. That's why I wanted to have you in here today, because scientists are reporting major success at editing the DNA of human embryos. And you've been watching this for a long time, Carrie. What do you make of all it?
So first, I'll tell you the basics, and then I will tell you why this is partly driving me crazy. So this is a paper out in the journal Nature, which is probably the most prestigious science journal. It was led by a scientist out in Oregon, Shukrat Mitalipov, and he used this sizzling hot new technology for engineering genes called CRISPR that we've reported on. And his team reports that it worked quite well to correct a mutation that causes heart disease. And in particular, the gene editing was looking relatively efficient and accurate and safe. And so the big advance here is that, you know, there have been a lot of concerns that you could accidentally edit the wrong genes, that the CRISPR could have what's called off-target effects. But in this paper, in dozens of embryos, the editing was looking very on-target.
Okay, so very cool science. Cool. But again, I mean, 100 human embryos. So I've already got some questions and concerns. Do you? What are yours?
Well, my first one, we'll get to some of the deeper ones. My first one is just the hype around all of this. So like some of the coverage, like the New York Post had a baby grabbing a DNA double helix on its front page. And part of the headline was "Scientists Fix Genes in Womb." And I was like, what are you talking about? Nobody is doing anything in anybody's womb. This is all done in the lab in a dish.
Okay. So it's still in its bench side. Science still, but but these were potentially viable human embryos.
They were, but they were not implanted in a woman, in a potential mother. So it's just, for me, it's kind of a reminder of how badly science and journalism can mix sometimes, because science is so step by step, it's so complex, and journalism is a snapshot, and it's always about simplifying. And so suddenly this has become the moment of like, hey, watch out, here come the designer babies. I mean, listen to Alice Benjamin. She's a clinical nurse specialist speaking to Fox News about where she thinks CRISPR could lead us.
This will open the floodgates and open Pandora's box to designer babies. I mean, the next thing you know, with this technology, especially in the wrong scientist's hands, we'll be ordering our babies, right? Just like we go to the drive-thru and order what we want.
Okay,
right?
So Big Mac's babies. Okay,
right?
I mean, Carrie, look, we've known each other for a long time. So I get your point. You also know that I'm a huge fan of science, and we talk about how there's incremental steps always.
Right.
But nevertheless, Alice, I have to say I feel a little bit of sympathy for Alice Benjamin because, no, seriously, right? Like, I don't think it's too early ever to talk about the ethical considerations around gene editing in human embryos.
Right. It's not too early. And also, the big picture is totally mind-boggling. Like, CRISPR is accelerating the scientific revolution of our time, unlocking the secrets of DNA. But I think we also need to take a step back for just a moment and say, look, the immediate picture is that all we're talking about is, initially at least, potentially using CRISPR to fix, not to design babies, but to fix genetic diseases in very early embryos.
Okay, but you also understand how people, while they may recognize that, also see this as the door opening even wider to more sort of designer-esque type gene editing, right?
Yes, but again, to take the step back, If it's a baby with a potential genetic disease,
right,
we already actually are dealing with that. Like, you use IVF to make some embryos, then you use pre-implantation genetic diagnosis that basically lets you choose only the embryos without the disease. Mm. So we've kind of already opened the door a little bit toward trying to avoid bad genetic diseases.
Okay.
Right?
Right. Well, and I mean, so perhaps then that means that people might feel safer, or maybe it'll be a while before people feel good about using some CRISPR or new technology like this because of those potential off-target effects you were talking about earlier?
Right. Like, I don't think any of us are going to want to use any technology that has potential off-target effects on our potential babies. Like, I keep wondering, what if I were futzing with my future baby's genes to try to make them stronger or smarter or taller and something went horribly awry? I mean, I already feel guilty enough about my imperfect parenting.
Indeed. Right? I'm right there with you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so, but at the same time, you're completely right. Scientists are saying we need to start talking about the ethics here. And actually, my favorite formulation of the state of the ethics so far is that it's okay to edit for healthy babies. It's not okay to edit for designer babies. And we spoke to, there's been a National Academy of Sciences panel on human genome editing. We spoke to the co-chair and MIT professor Richard Hines, and he says, yeah, we need to get more serious about thinking about the ethics here.
There are a lot of concerns, some of them valid, some of them rather hyped. And there are things that one could imagine that one might do with this that would be a bad idea. We have to think about how to regulate that. We need to spend serious effort in finding out what the public really thinks about this.
So quickly, Kiri, do we know what the public thinks about this?
So there was a poll by Harvard and Stat last year, and the public is pretty much against it at this point, but that could shift as we go forward.
Right. So my fears of a Gattaca-type future, you haven't fully allayed them just yet.
No, and no one, everyone's worried about that, and they're definitely against designer babies.
Right, but it's never too early to start thinking about ethical considerations when it comes to DNA. Kiri Goldberg, host of WBR's Common Health blog, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's it for today. This is Radio Boston.